Hello.
Hey, Mr. Jones?
Speaking.
Hey, Mr. Jones. Good day. How are you?
I'm okay.
We were texting about your property.
What about it?
And you said that you had wanted, you know, 422. And, you know, for whatever reason, you know, I apologize, you know, I said something wrong or, you know, I'm not sure, but in order to kind of go with it, you know, I just was asking for a phone call and you said forget it. So I apologize if I've done something to upset you.
So go ahead.
Are you actively still looking?
Am I actively still looking for what?
To sell the property.
You guys contacted me and I gave you a price. And you know, that's it.
And I didn't disagree with it. I was just asking if you could, you know, speak with me. And I'm not sure what happened, but...
Well, I mean, I sent you a couple of text messages. And, you know, I gave you the price, and what I tried to make clear, there is no negotiation. And the property is occupied now, and I told you what I'm getting for rent, and that's it. I mean, it's nothing to discuss. I mean, you sent me a text, I think, saying to discuss. What do you need to know?
Well, maybe you got confused on, you know, who you were speaking with, but, you know, you had not communicated with me, you know, that it was rented or that, you know, what you were getting for it.
Well, I texted someone and I told them it was rented and the lease is up in April of 25, next year in April.
Okay. Well, so, you know, maybe you just thought I was someone else, so, you know, if I may ask, what are you getting in rent? Because I am seriously interested.
$2,490
or $2,400.
I'm not, yeah.
Okay. And you said their lease is up in April, so do they want to stay after April, or?
Well, they got to stay. They are responsible for staying, I guess, till April. I mean, you know, that was the lease has been, because I signed an I did an 18-month lease because the lease was expiring and the lease that I had currently had on the property was expiring in September. And that's a bad time for a lease to expire because people like to move in, you know, to have kids and stuff so to be ready for the next school year.
Sure.
So I offered either a 6-month or 9-month or an 18-month lease. I forgot, but it expires in April of 25. This is 24, right?
Yes, sir. Okay, so how quickly, you know, because I have houses right around the street, so so they might be open to staying after, you know, maybe another year, because, you know, what I would intend to do is continue to rent it if possible.
Right. You can just take over the lease, and that's up to you. I mean, I have no idea whether they want to stay another. I have no idea.
Okay. Okay. And is, so 422, that's non-negotiable?
Not negotiable at all.
And if I may ask, how did you come up with that number? It's just an odd number.
I mean, I looked at the assessment of it and just came up with that number. I know what it's assessed at. I don't have it with me right now, but I know what it's assessed. I know that's what, you know, houses in that neighborhood are selling for around that. And I guess I knocked it down a couple because the house adjacent to it sold a year ago for $4,000, but their driveway is paved. Mine is just gravel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me ask you this then. What what's your timeline looking like?
What's the what?
What's your timeline looking like?
I don't have a timeline.
Okay, so
you
can sell it whenever.
Yeah, the people who are in there, I guess, you know, whoever buys it will have to honor the lease, you know, that the present people have, but I don't have a timeline. I mean, if it sells tomorrow, that's fine. If it sells 2 years from now, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the price will go up, of course.
Sure.
Look, you know, I know it does. You guys pay the closing costs and all of that, so I'll just give you some figures. If I got $400,000 cash for it, and I'm making that up, the best I can do with $400,000 cash as an investment, a safe investment, is to put it in the bank. And the best I can get in the bank right now, I can't even get but 4%.
Right.
Maybe. So 4% of 400 is only 16 grand a year. Maybe 17 when they compound it. I'm pulling 24 grand in rent. Plus the property value is going up, so there's really no incentive for me to sell unless somebody gives me what I want and I just be done with it.
Okay. And
so that probably answers your question.
Yeah, you're a smart man. Okay. So, I mean, if you could get, you know, the 400,000, would you, you know, you said it's not negotiable.
No, I'm using that as a figure because it's easy to do that. I'm not at home. I don't have a calculator. But 10, you know, 5% of 422 would be, it's hard for me to do that by head.
Well, so 422, where are you getting the 5%, so 10.5, that's 21,000.
Yeah, well, you know, 5% interest, I mean, you got to invest it. You can do it in, you're not going to get 5% at the bank, but you can get 5% in treasury bills.
Sure. Would you, you know, if I could bring you, I know you said there's no negotiation, and, you know, 420, you know, makes it pretty tight for me because, you know, I'm going to have to do some updates to put, you know.
Oh, you don't have to do any updates.
So do you have the kitchen updated? Has it got granite in it?
No, who wants granite now? That's going out of style. Okay. I just read an article. That's not favorable anymore.
Do you have quartz in it, or what is it?
It's whatever was in there when I bought it, but nobody wants that stuff. That's a waste of money. Has a new roof, has new sidings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you go put granite in there, quartz, and, you know, I don't know what it costs to put granite in. You put $5,000-$6,000 in it, then you try to jack the price up for 10. 10 more, you know, I know the game. I've done that, been there.
Right, I'm not, you know, I'll be completely transparent. You know, whether we buy it or not, it doesn't make a difference for me, and I know whether you sell it or not doesn't make a difference. You know, we don't got to buy it, and you don't got to sell it. And, you know, I hear what you're saying. I mean, we're close, man. You know, I would really like to, see if we could, you know, go through with this. It's just, you know, I hear what you're saying. It is turnkey ready. You know, you got someone in there already paying, what would you say, $2,400? $2,400. You know, cash is ready. You know, I have it, you know, I'm buying a 260 unit complex. The cash isn't the issue. The only thing I think that is a little, that we're a bit different in, is the price. I mean, if I'm buying it as is, how it is, where it is, with the tenant in there, I mean, I mean, would you do 400?
No.
422, that's the bottom dollar.
That's it. I mean, I got a car. If I have a car, and I say I'm gonna sell the car for $10,000, just for and the car as it is, it's got a set of tires on it. It's gonna, there's 6 months. They got a set of tires on it. It will get 14. That a half worn will get 15,000 more miles. I'm not gonna put a new set of tires on the car to up the price, because that's stupid. It's a waste of money.
Yeah. Yeah. 422.
Well, you got some time. You think about it, give me a call back. You know what your finances are. I don't.
Well, the issue is just trying to make of it and make, you know, if I'm putting my, you know, my brand on it, I just, huh. All right. Well, let me ask you this then. I hear you saying it doesn't need anything, right? And with that being...
Look, that's an individual opinion.
Right, exactly.
I mean, if you'd ask me about, you know, and you're talking about a house, if you'd ask me about a car... 20 years ago, I'd say a car needs to be washed and waxed every 2 months. Or washed every week and waxed every 2 months. I don't care about cars anymore. I just want them to run and be halfway decently clean.
Right.
My priorities have changed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As an example, you know, the windows, no, they haven't been replaced. They're okay, so what do? You put 20 windows, you put $35,000-$40,000 in the windows, and you say $100 a year. You're not going to live long enough to make that money back.
You're a smart man. Your investment.
I'm telling you that.
Yeah.
And you know, it's the same thing. I get calls about solar all the time, and I want to know how long is it going to take to recoup the money.
Plus,
you know, the batteries only last 10 years. People don't tell you a lot of stuff.
Sure.
Okay, look, I got another stop I got to make, so I'm in the car. You can call me back tomorrow, either later today.
All right, so going to end it real quick. So if I can get you 422, you're willing to go, and you're nothing else, you know, you're going to do it. If I can bring you 422.
Yeah.
When can I call you back? And can you be flexible on the close date because you've got a tenant in there? Because I'd need to, you know, obviously I want to have a good relationship with them since I'd be dealing with them for next
week. Well, I don't even know who they are. You know, I go through the real estate agent.
Okay. So what I hear you saying is you'd be flexible with the close date. Just.
Well, I don't know what you mean by flexible. You have to explain that to me.
I mean, would you want 60 days, 90 days? I mean, what are you looking at?
Oh, you call me like, you know, this was something that's going to be soon. No, 90 days, I don't know. I don't know what the hell will happen in 90 days. The price may go up or you may have a recession.
Right. So would you be fine with 60 days? That way I can build the relationship with the tenant?
Well, let me check with my real estate agent first, because I don't know if you need to have a relationship with the tenant unless there's an agreement.
Right. Well, I'm.
Give me a call.
I'll call you back.
Let me make some inquiry.
What time?
Give me a call tomorrow. I really got to go now.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.